Anyway. Welcome back to the 1% Man Podcast. Got my good friend here with me, Jessamyn. And
hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Like a little awkward pause in the beginning. So, yeah. Jessamyn, so usually how we start this off is I like to ask the guests three questions so myself and the listeners can get to know you better. Is that cool?
That's fine with me. Go for it.
All right. Question number one. If you could speak to your 18-year-old self, what advice would you give her and why?
Oh, my God. Listen to your mother. Listen to your mother. Any 18-year-olds, anybody out there who's a teenager or young adult, trust me, we think that they don't know what they're talking about and they only want to do certain things for us. But looking back, it kills me to say this, but she was right. Don't take a gap year, because that gap year after high school, it turns into 4, 5, 6 years, and you end up having a family, and it's harder and harder to go back to school. Go straight to college. Do not pass go. Go straight there. Don't go to Europe. Don't go find yourself. Go to college. Trust me on this one. That's what I would say. You're going to waste a lot of...
I like that. It's funny. I would actually, because I went straight to college, I would have said take a gap. I would have said take a year off and just work like 2-3 years work and figure out what you want to do. I feel like I waste a lot of time and money because I switched majors so much. I went from biblical ministry studies, think I was going to be a pastor or a preacher, to going all the way to like engineering, software engineering, which now I'm technically I'm in IT now, but still just that gap, right? If I knew what I wanted to do, which was like just make a whole bunch of money, then I would have chose my career path a lot more effectively.
Yeah, I would have just listened to my mom, because that little time off, you get comfortable in it. And I don't really know yet. And I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then the next thing you know, it's 6, 7 years later, and it's so hard to go back. And then maybe you have a family and it's even harder to go back with kids. You know what? Just listen to your mom. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, I get that. Question number two. If you had to be an expert in another field besides the field you're currently an expert in now, what would it be and why?
If I had to be an expert in a field that I'm not in right now, what would it be and why? I will tell you, there are a lot of things that I'm super interested in, but one of them I used to want to be like a forensics investigator. So I would love to be a forensics expert. I just find the science of it so interesting. The fact that every single contact leaves a trace. You can always narrow it down. This is how people are caught. This is how justice is done. And this is also how innocent people are freed. I find it so interesting looking at all the different science and the ways that they solve these cases and the experiments that they do. I love science. I'm a big science nerd. I think that would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That is dope. Yeah. You know what? Okay. I like that. Okay. I have nothing to say to that. Three, if you could speak to every man in the world and you can implant them with one value, what value would it be and why? So that way you can make it a better place for everyone.
Every man or man and woman?
Every man.
Okay.
The logical male.
I don't know that much about men, so I'm just going to let you know that right off the bat. If I could speak to every... I would just say the value of not critical thinking, but critical listening.
Okay.
Right. Listen to women. Listen to the universe. Listen to your children, not just to hear them and to respond, but to actually understand what they're going through, to understand different perspectives. That means so much to so many people. I think that just listening for anybody, men, women, children, grown-ups, Republican, Democrats, just critically listening and processing that information could solve so many arguments.
Yeah. That's the first time I've ever heard critically listening. I've heard of critical thinking, but critically listening. And I like that you broke it down as well. took a step back, was like, you know what? I need to do that a little more. I need to have some more critical listening. So yeah, I like that. That's just.
It's interesting because we always think that we're hearing people, oh, I hear you, I understand you, but listen and go, why are you thinking that way? What's going on? How did you come to that conclusion? What made you feel that way? Why are you saying these things? Because when we form our thoughts, when we form our opinions, they're not just out of the blue. What are we influenced by? Are we influenced by our parents, our peers, our environment, the internet, our books, our schools? Mm-hmm. So understanding that, like, everybody in this country has a very unique and different experience. That's one of the things that I learned to do as a reporter, is really listen to what the person is saying. Not just the words.
Yeah. Yeah. Jess, thank you so much for answering those questions. Now, I want to get into your background. So you went from nursing, high impact, highly stressful, all the way to being a reporter. So how did that happen?
So I have always really loved writing. I fell in love with writing when I was younger. I was just told that it wasn't a career choice. It wasn't something that I would ever have a future in. I needed something more stable. I needed something that would always have a job. There was job security in nursing. You're going to always be in any country, any state, any city, you'll be able to find a job as a nurse. I did it. I was really good at it. Like I said, I love science. So that part of it was really easy for me. And helping people. I have this thing deep inside me where I just want to help people. So it seemed like a natural thing. And after I had a child, everyone was like, oh, you have to have a good career. You need to make sure you have a stable career. Go to nursing school. I didn't really want to do it. I did it. I was, like I said, pretty good at it. It is a very physically stressful and emotional job to have. When I became a single mom, it almost became impossible to have a nursing career, because if you're working in an office versus a hospital, the pay grade is so different. It's woo like that, right? But you can't wake up and be at the hospital at 7 a.m. if you have to get your child to school at 8 a.m. You can't pick your child up at 3, 4, or 5 if you have to work till 7:30 or 8 p.m. It's really hard. Navigating that, and your schedule changes every week. It was really difficult. And then after a while, I started to realize I got very ill physically and went through several surgeries. I say several because it was like 13 different surgeries. And at that point, my body just started breaking down. And I'm like, I can't be on my feet for 12 hours running up and down. I can't stand and scrub in for an 8-hour surgery. I was in so much pain, in tears every day, trying to think of a way. So I started writing again. And interning at this newspaper in Los Angeles. And then the pandemic hit. And I was like, and everyone's like, oh, you're going to make so much money as a nurse during the pandemic. They're like tripling your pay. And I'm like, how? Because the schools are shut down and I have to homeschool my child now. So all my nurse friends were buying houses. And I'm sitting here at home on the stimulus going, I can't go to work. I don't have anyone to take care of my kid. And if you have parents who are immunocompromised and they're like, well, we can't trust that you're going to go to the hospital and come back and we're not going to get sick and get COVID, because at that point there was it was so new, nobody even knew what it was, right? And a lot of people freaked out and they drank the Kool-Aid and thought, oh my God, if you get around someone that's good, you're going to die. And your mom's like, I'm not going to watch your kid because if you come home, you might give it to us and we're all going to die. And you're like, okay, so you're staying at home. I'm staying at home. I'm at home. I can't do anything. I start writing again. So I'm writing and I'm interning and I'm doing it. And I'm like, damn, I forgot how much I love this. It's in my blood and I love it. My father was a photojournalist, so I would go on assignments with him. And see, this is what I've been wanting since I was 18 years old. All I wanted to do was, I wanted to be a weather girl on Fox News. That was my dream job when I was 18. I was like, I'm going to be a weather and I thought, this is the time for me to go back in school, to go back and finish everything. I'm stuck at home anyway. Let me do this like virtual internship. Let me go and do all this stuff and get my stuff together and follow my dreams, because I'm getting old and I was running out of time. And I was like, this is my sign from the universe that like my body is hurting. it's dangerous to be a nurse at that time. There was no, the hours were crazy, and I realized I needed to be with my children more. So that's how that happened.
Yeah, that is dope. So went from nursing, made the transition because you had to, not because out of necessity. You had to make that switch, and you made the switch, and you started interning, and then went back, and then went to publishing. So that's what, so how did you get into the world of knowing online creators and influencers of that nature?
See, that's so interesting, because when I was doing photography, I did a bunch of fashion magazines that I shot for because I was doing photography as well. And so meeting all of these models and influencers, and Instagram was still new in the influencer age, watching them do that and realizing I have a background in marketing as well. So let me go ahead and figure out how to navigate this where you can actually like start to turn it into brand deals. And I would have people coming up to me like, how did you get to go to this hotel and review it? And how did you get, you know, how did this restaurant invite you out here? And how did you get this makeup deal? And I would just say, this is how I did it. Let me help you. Because I guess it's that thing where like the nursing where I just want to help people. So I'm like, oh, yeah. And then obviously one of the things is working in the news is working with a lot of PR agents who would pitch clients. I have this author that I would need press for. Well, you have them on your show. And I'm like, yeah, I know how to do this. So yeah. It's just turned into that, where I'm doing my thing, but also all these opportunities were coming on my desk and they weren't right for me, but they were right for other people that I knew that I could pass along to. Just because something comes on my desk or a brand deal comes on my desk and I'm like, this isn't really my thing. This isn't really a kind of company that aligns with my profile or my values, but hey, I know somebody that's great for this. Let me go ahead and get him for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah, I like that. So at the end of the day, it's even though you have all these opportunities that come to you, you're like, hey, I may not know, I may not need it, but somebody in my network needs this. And you're just building a whole bunch of, I think it's like goodwill, so much goodwill in the marketplace. And naturally, it's what you already do. So it's easy.
Right. It's easy. And that's another thing is it's like, as a reporter, and a news anchor, you want to help get the stories out, whether it's a breaking news story or whether it's somebody's personal story or a politician that's got a new bill that the world should hear about versus a really great company that has great values and a great mission statement that you're just like, people need to know about this. So I guess that's the tight part where you're helping the company and you're helping your followers learn about these companies, but you're also helping your followers learn about the news. You're helping them learn about these things that are going on in the country. So it just becomes like social media and the news are so entwined these days. Like most people are not sitting at home all day watching the television. It's very rare that you have people, like some people that work from home might have it on in the background, but a lot of people are on Twitter. They're on Instagram, they're checking the news sites, they're going on to online news sites. So that's really these days where a lot of people are getting their news is from social media and from like online news sites, like going to CNN.com, going to Fox.com, going to Newsweek.com, going to Newsweek or USA Today's Twitter to see what they just posted about something that's happening. Because a lot of people are back in the office. They're not working from home, but they want to keep up on stuff. So a lot of social media and the news are very, they're like this.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think like media is ever going to go back to a time when, do you feel like media has actually lost its power, I should say? Or do you still think like it's a good indicator? Or is it good? Is this still a good media for us to be using, especially as influencers and authors that want to get press? Do you feel like it's still good for us?
I think that when you go to a news station for press or to get your story out, or if something happens that you can speak on or you're an expert on or you can add some insight into, I think there's like the respectability and the trustworthiness of a TV news station or an online news site versus what an influencer or a TikToker is telling you. I think it's really dangerous to, when I see people get their news from social media. I don't mean like influencers or like TikTokers or citizen journalists. If someone's out there and they catch it with their cell phone, that's really cool and they can go out and ask questions. But I think it's really important for people to still trust, or maybe, and it's hard, I guess it's hard right now for people to trust the media, but I think it's really important to make sure that you don't just saw this on Instagram or I saw this on Twitter. But it's like, when I say people are getting their news from social media, I mean from respected news sources. Like I mentioned, going on to whichever side you lean towards, going on to Fox or Newsmax or going on to CNN or ABC or CBS or whatever it is that you're doing, onto those social media sites. If you want to go and get your news, at least get it on Twitter from like BNO News or from this news or from USA Today.com, those profiles. I don't mean from like individual people or people who are in the industry who are writing about it and researching it. I see a lot of, one of the things that really just hurt me, especially with the news that I've been covering for the last 5-6 weeks, is people just spreading information that they're receiving from, maybe it's from a DJ. They're just giving an opinion as a news statement. They'll be like, this happened in this country and this and this. And everyone gets really outraged because they have a big platform. And if that's actually not true, where do you get that? I saw it from some TikToker. That's
what is battle.
I saw a TikToker who practices the same religion. Okay, that's not the same as like actual sources. There's so much hate online right now. And it's a lot of it is spreading because people are getting their information from makeup influencers, talking to people. They're just getting like third, fourth, and fifth hand information. And it becomes really dangerous. That's what I've been seeing.
No, that is very dangerous. Yeah, I like that. I think at the end of the day, I use a lot of press. So we're on a big push to press. So like once a week, I always get on one TV station and then at least get one article done, written up, whether like something surrounding like men's health, since that's like the field that I want to dominate. And currently I am dominating that field, but even more so, I want somebody to, when they look me up on Google, to be like, oh, like black men, journals, like mental health, like to like own that space. Oh, here's an article. I think yesterday I did one about holiday blues, how to overcome that, and with ticker news. And I was like, okay, great. So now I just have to keep stacking those. Then again, what is like when it comes to being like an author or an influencer, what's your take on having a good PR strategy? Like, how should you set it up? You know what I'm saying?
It's interesting. I'm usually on the other side where people are pitching me. We want you to interview this person. We want you to interview that. And the pitches that stand out to me are the ones, I'm sure it's different for someone who has a podcast who covers, can be a broad thing. But I always look at what I'm focused on that week, what's trending in the news, and what this person can offer. So I'll get a pitch from a PR person and they'll say, I have XYZ here to speak about this situation that just happened yesterday, or this law was just passed on Monday, and I have this lawyer available to speak on your show, and these are the things that he can offer, and here's the stuff that he's written, and here are his previous. I go, oh, okay, this guy's pretty much written my piece for me. I got this. This is easy. Oh, yeah, this is something that I do want to cover, or I hadn't thought about covering that. So it's interesting. They'll be like, I have the owner of this company available to speak about inflation, and oh, that's a big topic right now. It's been the holiday season, and prices going up. How people are, okay, great. And maybe I'll cover that. Maybe I'll write a story about that and interview this person. So it's just, I feel like if there's a lot of times where you get like a general pitch where it's like, here's a book that someone wrote. How's that going to help me on what I'm reporting on? So if it's something that's relevant, if it's a book about, or someone who has a documentary about the border, covering the border a lot. Yeah, I can talk to this guy. He probably knows what he's talking about. I can probably get a different point of view from him. I've never met. I've talked to a lot of politicians. I've never talked to someone who was actually down there doing charity work and rescuing trafficked victims. This would be an interesting story. Yeah, let's go with that. So it just depends on what the person can talk about, really.
Yeah. So that's great. So at the end of the day, really, when you're sending pictures in, you want to make sure that whoever you're sending those pictures to, that's their topic. Make it easy for them, right? And after that, be respectful, right?
Oh, no, I think I'm losing you.
I lose you?
Oh, okay, for a minute, yeah. Wait, where'd you go?
We're back.
Okay, there you are. Yeah, I was, you know, like, something that... Or when pitching someone else to another show, like, hey, he's been doing this. He's been hosting this show on social media. He's been doing these live streams about this. He's written a poetry book. He's been on this show. He can talk about this. He can talk about, he just became a, whatever it happens to be. Sometimes it's something as simple as the location. When the fires in Lahaina happened, it was like, who's in Hawaii that can give me an inside scoop? Something's going on when we had the TikTok ban. Let me talk. We need a big TikToker. Oh, here's someone who built a platform with 1.5 million followers. He's been the target of harassment. This is a person that you might want to talk to about this story. He's going to know all about why TikTok is dangerous, and especially dangerous for children. You want to make sure that it's something that you can talk about, something that someone else can talk about. Sometimes I'll get pitched something and I'll say, I'm not really covering that. Who would be great for that? Let me go and give you to another reporter because I know that they're really interested in this topic. I don't really cover financial stuff. I don't cover the stock market. Let me get you to somebody who can.
No, I like that. I like that. So always having someone in your back pocket. So yeah.
Yeah.
Because the guests that you've brought me are like, it's a wide range of guests.
Yeah. And that's the thing is I'm like, oh, you know what? And it's a great topic that you've got going on here. And I feel like there's so many people that can offer different points of view on things that you're talking about. And especially like when I see people who are really talking about things that are relevant to a show I'm watching, I'm like, oh, you know what? They should go on that show.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah. Just, this has been great. But before we go, I have one more question for you. So this is for called sure. Last word. So the last word. A quote can be a mantra. It can be a story. But what is something that you want to share with us that you carry with you? Can be related to today's topic. Doesn't have to be. What is something that you want us to know before we stop listening to this podcast? What's the last word?
Here's the thing is I've done a lot of things where people have gone, she's not going to do that. She can't do that. She can't do that. And what I always say is, why not? Why can't I do that? Why can I not? The sky is the limit, really. The only limitation you have is like the limits you put on yourself. And I think a lot of that is psychological. Oh, no, I'm never going to do that. And you go on, you do it. And you know, everything over to the universe. I have to stay out of my own way so that I can make what the universe put me where I'm supposed to be. And I will share with you, especially in these cutthroat careers that I have going on here in the news world, it can be extremely rough. It can be competitive. People can be very rough. You have to have very thick skin. And this is something my mom has said to me since I was like 5 or 6 years old. She says, don't let the bastards get you down.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, that's right. Don't let the bastards get you down. Don't know where she came up with that. But I keep that in the back of my head all the time. So no matter what anybody does, you can't let them get you down. You can't let people get in your way of what you want in life. That doesn't mean stepping over people. That just means knowing what you want and knowing how to navigate the situation.
Yeah. Carrie, I love that.
Because I have big dreams and I'm not, and they're not going anywhere. I'll be, I don't care if I'm 80 years old. It's going to happen.
Fuck yeah. I'm with that. I like that a lot. And to the listeners, you heard it here first. Your legacy starts today.